This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a WGN radio talk show host, a financial journalist, and the CEO of Best Money Moves. That's my financial wellness company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So we hope your New Year's going well and you're staying safe. We had a couple of questions and things roll in over the holidays that we're just trying to catch up with. One person wanted to know how to spell my name. So, Tom, I thought if you would indulge me.
Which is a valid question, I have to say.
It is, and everybody at home who's listening to this will be laughing because my mother was clearly on some major birth drugs when she came up with this. My name is spelled I-L-Y-C-E. My last name is spelled G-L-I-N-K. And the reason that my website is thinkglink.com or bestmoneymoves.com is because nobody can spell Elise correctly.
Well, now they can.
Now they can. Do you know there's only nine Elises who spell their name my way in the U.S., to the best of my knowledge.
See? That's great.
I'm the only person in the world with my name, which I'm happy about now, but still nobody can spell it. Anyway, so obviously we've got a whole brand new year of This Week in Wealth, and a lot of people, our listenership has doubled almost every single month we've been on the air. So thank you so much for listening to us as we begin our seventh month of being on the air, helping you manage your money better, navigating the financial world a little bit. So, Tom, you know, one of the things that struck me as so funny when I was looking at this LendingTree survey is that 30% of millennials are making their money choices based on astrology. Hmm. Like whether you're a Cancer or a Pisces. What sign are you, by the way? Are you a Pisces?
Taurus.
Taurus, of course, the bull, which is perfect for Wall Street, right? Maybe this.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm symbolic. A Cancer. But I would never think of looking at my sun sign to decide how to manage my money, but and truly less than 4% of baby boomers are doing this according to LendingTree. But are you shocked to find out that younger people are actually, so many younger people are turning to astrology to predict money decisions?
You know, it's shocking, but in some ways it doesn't surprise me. I think when we talk about taxes and trying to minimize taxes or the stock market or creating income in retirement, you know, we talk about the five pieces of your plan, having a complete retirement plan, it gets overwhelming. You know, if you look at the screen, you watch CNBC, you see someone talking in the middle, there's a ticker at the bottom and there's some things going on the side. We're just overwhelmed with information. And I think, in you know, it's the blessing and the curse where we have so much information yet, but we have so many opinions. And so as much as possible, again, I get it in a way because people are looking for some guidance. And so, of course, we try to say, well, here, let's stick with the facts as much as possible. You know, when you take a look at your stocks, when someone buys a stock, so often it's like, well, this company, I really like it. Well, then you have to say, what are the fundamentals? What are its PE ratios? What are its growth rates? Have you looked at a technical analysis of it? And then, you know, it's like, well, what do you mean? And so
do you mean go to their website? They have a website. Is that what you mean by technical analysis?
Yeah, there's so many things. And so, again, I think more of it is overwhelmed. You know, anytime I ask the question, if we just talk about the big picture, when we say, well, you know, the big picture of what's your retirement plan, and if I ask 10 people, 10 people may say 10 different things. Like some people may say, well, I want to get to a number, right? I need $1 million. That's my plan. And that's great. It's laudable. It's terrific if you're putting money into a plan. But that's not necessarily a plan, right? Because there's a tax implication to it. If you have $1 million in a 401k, every penny's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. Then you have the market. So what happens if the market goes down? So we want to try to stick with the facts as much as possible, you know, and so you can make, look, there's no perfect decisions, but, you know, you can start to make decisions on, you know, it's like a Roth. I mean, I could ask, I don't know if you get this question often, at least, but some people say, should I put money in a Roth or should I put it in a regular traditional, right?
Okay, I just have to say the fact that they're asking that question is actually a good question.
It is.
Except the answer is probably both.
Well, you know, and that is true. Yeah, you can put it in pre-tax or you can put it after tax, you know, or traditional or the Roth. But sometimes my response is, well, what's your tax bracket, right? And tax brackets are going to change. If you're filing joint, they just went up a little bit. So you're in a 22% tax bracket all the way up to $183,000 of income, taxable income. So I would pose the question back to them. Let me ask you a question. You're in a 22% tax bracket, right? And not my opinion, fact. All right. So you can put money into a 401k traditional or an IRA traditional. You will not pay the tax, that 22% on that contribution. But you will pay tax on that contribution at some point in the future. You will pay tax on all of the growth on that money at a tax rates we don't know. There's required distributions, and it will be taxed to your children and grandchildren when they inherit. Or you can pay the 22% today on that contribution. You'll never pay tax on it. It will grow tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Which one would you do? Right.
But that begs, okay, so that assumes that they can't do both. Because I would think that the first thing is, if you could do both, you should do both. Although I think your point about taxes is such a great point that people never think about, right? Because they do think about the either or, and they don't think about the, well, this is how it's going to play out down the line. And of course, we don't know whether or not, you know, Roth IRAs will be tax-free forever. We don't know anything about that. But we do know is that historically, everything has gotten grandfathered in up to this point. And that's something you typically can count on. So, yeah, I mean, I think considering, you know, tax considerations is really smart. I wonder what star sign is for tax considerations.
See what you're
Sorry, I know I pulled the wool out of it.
That was a good one. No.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so this whole idea that people are making money decisions based on astrology. It's just fascinating to me because I've had my horoscope read a few times, and guess what? They look at me and they go, oh, no wonder you're in the media because of, and then they reel off a bunch of things. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And if I was in something else, you'd say, no wonder you're in that because of whatever. But this idea that you're going to decide to save or splurge or buy or sell stocks or change jobs or negotiate, even if you're going to negotiate your salary, I'm not even sure why that's a question. The answer is, of course, you're going to negotiate your salary. But anyway, this is, you know, I think one of those things that people just, I look at this and I think to myself, there's such a better way. And we have to take a break, but I want to talk about the better ways that people should be doing this. And that includes thinking about things like taxes and thinking about things like, you know, planning for your future and a lot of the stuff that you do. The number is 630-934-1855. That's how you reach Tom. You can ask your questions. You can also go to alphawealthgroup.com and leave your questions there. 630-934-1855. Tom and I will be back in a moment. Stay tuned. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Klink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, founder of Alpha Wealth Group. And we are talking about your money, not horoscopes, although it seems like we might be doing that. The number to call, 630-934-1855. You can also go to alphawealthgroup.com. And if you know somebody who'd like to listen to our show, you can send them over to WGNradio.com, and they can listen to all the past episodes because they're all podcasted there. So, Tom, what you're always talking about is how people can guarantee, take their retirement savings and guarantee the income out of it. And clearly, you're onto something here. It's a much better way to manage your money, I think, you know, with any kind of, and I know the word guarantee isn't something that we like to use when it comes to investments, but there are some ways to get guaranteed income out of your retirement savings. And another survey looks at whether Americans would like their employers to offer a component of guaranteed income in their company-sponsored retirement plans. I thought this was a really innovative idea when you first talked about it, I don't know, several months ago. But more than 80% of Americans, according to this study by Alliance for Lifetime Income, of course, they've got a dog in this fight, but Four in five Americans would like the option of substituting annuities in place of bonds, which haven't really done much in years. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what do you think about this? Is this a good idea? And how do you evaluate that if you're an employee?
Well, you know, this is a great question as far as we hear the term annuity so often. And there's always, again, just like we were saying earlier, there's all these opinions out there. And it's unfortunate, you know, I think sometimes in this industry where we just say, okay, here are the facts and let's start making some decisions. So annuities as a part of your plan, do they make sense? So when you're looking at income planning, and we know, you know, I teach these classes called The New Reality Now in Retirement. I have some coming up in February, but we're living in this new reality, right, where in the 90s, I know it seems like not possible, but the, you know, the 10-year treasury was getting close to 8%. You could put $1 million in there and get $80,000 a year for 10 years guaranteed, right?
God, that would be great.
Yeah.
Can I get that deal now?
I'm afraid that's, well, that's long gone as we know. Oh, so yeah. This new reality, you know, the 10 years, whatever it's at, 1.6, it fluctuates a little bit, but you need $5 million. Not a million, $5 million to get that same $80,000 today. We know interest rates are basically at zero, and they have been. And unfortunately, it's penalized the savers. In addition to that, pensions are now pretty much, you know, in the private sector, certainly. I think there was, in you look a lot of the studies. I think it was Department of Labor may have said from, I think they've gone down 74% since 1986. So now the onus is on us to start to create income in retirement. And so it's a little difficult, you know, when you retire and all of a sudden you're supposed to live out of a bucket of money. The paychecks stop.
Yep.
And so we talk about how do you simulate that income. When I say income, I mean income that comes in regardless of what you have in investments, regardless of what's happening in the market, the paychecks, right? Certainly Social Security is one of them, and we could always talk about that, that decision. When do you turn it, the claiming strategies, but also annuities. They can be a guaranteed income stream. We can't say that often, as you said, as an investment advisor rep. You know, on the investment side, but technically we're allowed to say those are backed and they have some guarantees to them, lifetime income. So you can use these. In fact, the Secure Act, which was passed, I think, in 2019, maybe, which changed some rules. It also allowed for annuities to be used in 401ks. So what's the difference? The difference is that now they can give you a lifetime income stream off of your retirement account. You can do it with after-tax money. You can do it with retirement money. Regardless, you can fund annuities on your own. You can use them in 401ks. But the way they work, basically, and you should do your own research on these, and certainly I'm more than happy to send information out to anybody who wants it, but you can take a portion of your investments, use these, where they can give you a lifetime income stream. Every year you defer, typically, I'm giving general comments, every year you defer, kind of like Social Security, the income guarantees go up. And you can do it where you get a joint lifetime income. So they can simulate a pension. But then also, to the extent you don't go through the money, whatever's left goes to your children and grandchildren. So you can use these to complement. So let's say you and your spouse have $65,000 of Social Security, right? And for those of you, you should go to SSA.gov if you haven't, find out what your benefits are. These are good things to know. Then you can set up this annuity that may provide you another $35,000 of lifetime income. So from a standpoint of your plan, this is only one piece of it, but you can say, I'll have $100,000 coming in, again, regardless of my investments, regardless of my savings. So this is ways to build in, this is that part of that income plan, where you have income coming in every month, regardless, lifetime income. And so these are, can be nice pieces to add to your, not for everybody, but something certainly that you might want to get some information on to incorporate into your planning, because now it's not about making sure the money lasts, it's a lifetime income.
And it's kind of interesting for companies, because I think, you know, one of those questions that companies get often is, do you have a pension? And there have been a number of, as you point out, you know, the vast majority of private companies, not government, there's still plenty of pensions in the government. But, you know, for a lot of private companies, even they have been switching over and ending their pensions. They're also ending, you know, medical benefits for retirees, right? So it would be nice to know that you would have some of this regular income coming in. And I think for people who are in their 50s, I wonder if how it would work for them in a company plan. Do you have any people that you're advising where companies have adopted this? Because I don't get the sense that there's large-scale adoption yet. But have you started to hear about companies that are actually adopting this?
I haven't seen many, no. I think, like you said, it's kind of in the infancy stage where some of these companies are starting. It was kind of like when the Roth was part of 401k plans, and slowly but surely more and more at one point, there was less than 50% of the companies that offered Roth 401k options. Now they're being offered. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff isn't on board yet. But, you know, you can do this on your own as well, either through your plan or, as I said, you can use your own investments to put make this part of your plan.
You know, we talk a lot about that 100,000 number. Like if you had 66,000 coming in from Social Security, which assuming is you and your spouse, and then, you know, you now want to add that in. I'm wondering, Tom, of all of the clients that you've counseled over the years, what is the average amount of income that they need in retirement? Not what they think they want, but what do they actually need when you help them boil down the basic expenses? And is $100,000 to $150,000 really what the vast majority of people need?
You know, I get this question a lot. And I have people that will come in and say, you know, I live a Spartan life. I need $60,000 right. a year. I hear that sometimes. Some people will say, I need $150,000. So it does. And in some cases, they may have a few million dollars and they still say, I only need $60,000 a year. So it does run the gamut. I would just say this. I think the biggest takeaway from what you're asking, I think, my opinion, you know, is really we need to understand what our costs are. I think we talk about financial organization all the time, not just knowing what you own, knowing what you have, all of those things being organized, but also the budget worksheets we talk about are really sitting down and putting pencil to paper, at least have a sense of what you really need. I think, you know, you may be surprised. So I think that's really where you have to start. If you're going to start a retirement planning process, step one, get organized. Know what do some projections. You're never going to get to the penny, but really sit down. You know, if you need $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month for health care, you need another $1,000 a month for property taxes. That's $3,000 right there. You haven't even then you add food, you know, clothing, transportation. You just start adding these things up. It's pretty important to know what your income needs are going to be in retirement. Then you can determine and look at your plan to say, where do I stand relative to that? This is how you start to develop this plan. That's my long-winded answer to your question, Elise.
No, I mean, it's what I've recommended in all of my different books, right? I always have this go-to-zero idea where you can just take everything off the table and you can make, even if you need a physical way of doing this, you can take little flashcards. And each flashcard is a certain expense or cost. So if your health care is $1,000, or if you still have a mortgage and you're going into retirement, what that is, and then your taxes are another one, and so on and so forth. And you literally take all of those cards, you make them up, you stack them in a pile, and then you start putting on all the ones that you absolutely can't live without. And then you see where you are. And then it's like, okay, well, I like to travel. My typical trip costs $10,000. My golf membership is $3,000. That's how you physically can start to add up all of these different expenses, and then you can move them around. So it allows you a physical way to think about those expenses, I think, in a way that makes more sense for people, maybe.
Yeah, it's like the Shark Tank. For anybody who's fans of Shark Tank, one of the things they always say is know your numbers. You know, you can't come in there without knowing your numbers. And so one of the things, and I get it, look, we're busy with life, we're working, we're doing all these things, but organization, and when we talk about planning, and you know, we've talked about the five pieces, having a what I call complete planning, having an income plan, a tax plan, and an investment plan, an estate plan, and an asset protection plan. Those are what I call the five pillars to your plan. But to start to look at those, you really have to get, really before you get there, is two things. Number one, get organized. You know, I've offered the asset organizers and the budget worksheets, but also then define your goals. And now you can start to dig in and start to doing some of these things. So we try to give actionable items, like whether it's contributing to a Roth, which, by the way, you can. It's 2022. You can do your Roth for 2022 now, right? We're in a new year. So things like that. But then look at the whole picture.
All right. Well, you can find we're out of time, of course, because it just flies by. We'll be here next week. And in the meantime, call Tom, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. And if you want to find me, I'm at bestmoneymoves.com. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less. or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.